It's time to belt up. It's time to sit in your recliner seat and go motoring with myself and David Brown. How are we, mate?
Well, I'm thinking about our concept cars that we talked about last week. This one's a bit different.
Oh, this one is hugely different insofar as it's got an awful name and an awful look. In my humble opinion, yeah.
Well, that's the purpose. It's like art. If someone looks at a painting and says, I hate it,
yep.
The answer is, all right, fair enough.
Got a reaction, yeah.
Yeah, and that might mean absolutely nothing to me. That if I understand what the art is trying to say, I might get more out of it. I might not still like it. But so we should describe the car. This is an electric car.
Good luck.
It's called the rhombus. Now, a rhombus is basically a square,
yes.
But it can be pushed and leant over to one side. But each side is opposite side is still parallel, but it might not have 90 degrees. This one, they do that as though it's been pushed over considerably, but it's rounded a bit. I think of it more the body shape, not the outside, almost mudguards, but the actual body that people sit in is like an oval that has been squashed down a bit. It's got that sort of long, thin sort of approach. Now, that means in the front, there's not a lot of room, so they only have one middle seat for the driver. And at the very back, they have one middle seat for the rear passenger. But in the middle, they have two seats which can face each other, thus creating like a lounge room effect of the back three seats. Or I think there's some suggestion you might be able to turn them forward and put your feet, as it were, beside the driver with a little bit of room that's there. So you can see it's a very different approach.
I guess if I was really going to be positive about it in some way, and trust me, this is difficult because I'm looking at the pictures right now, it looks like a good vehicle for like a taxi. You know, no one has to sit next to the taxi driver and everybody can sit in lounge room-like comfort in the back.
This is what it has been suggested for, that they think that perhaps, I think they were talking about by 2030 or so, that it might be a common taxi, Uber type of vehicle. Now, that is helped by the fact that the side doors are a bit like a very modern version of the old combi slide doors.
Yeah.
They come out and go back rather than open out on a hinge, and that gives you plenty of opportunity and space to get in. I think that has great value. But the other thing about it looks is the front. I was mentioning the shape and emphasizing of it. My description was of the body of the car. The front of the car has these two huge big pods out the side. Don't know why. You don't need a radiator for an electric vehicle or a very big radiator. That they cover the wheels. It's almost modern mudguards in a way, but it gives... The front of the car looks like a narrow body with two big speakers beside it.
It looks to me like Darth Vader has face-planted off after diving off a bridge. That's what it looks like to me.
well, Toyota would say that is a reaction.
Oh, what a feeling, as they would say, yeah.
I sort of think of it a little bit like the trumpet player Dizzy Gillespie. You remember his big cheeks?
Yes, that's a very good point. All of which doesn't exactly scream sexy.
But see, maybe the future isn't about traditional ideas of sexy. It might well be about, things that really fit you better. And I did an interview with a guy, don't mention that who's into software that does subscription cars. You don't buy it. And one of the big reasons you don't buy a car is that you can then use your money elsewhere. And so you're paying like a lease arrangement regularly, but you can swap cars, which is in itself very clever, and you don't have to go through buying and selling process. All that might mean that the young people of today, who become the middle-aged and older people later, are much more adept at looking at a car for a whole pile of different reasons than certainly me and perhaps to some degree you.
I certainly can't wait for them to tell us to come round and check out their new rhombus from Toyota. We can look forward to that in the future. We can also look forward to talking more motoring with David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au next Thursday. Thanks, mate.
Thanks for the opportunity.